We're at the Mishnah. Okay? Here we go. Long daf today. Not hard. Not hard at all. I'm going to base it very easy. Until we get to the new parak. Here we go. Misha hayolo shnei tinokos. Two babies. Echad lamul be'echad achar b'shabbos. One was supposed to have a bismila on Sunday. The echad shemot lamul b'shabbos. And one was supposed to have a bismila on Shabbos. V'shachach. Because he forgot. What it really means is you mixed it up. The mol es shel achar Shabbos b'shabbos. You give a bismila to the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Chayev. You're chayev. What are you chayev for? Because giving a bris milah early is nothing. So Yechayev, what are Yechayev for? It says Rashi, the first skinny line. Dita bidvar mitzvah. You made a mistake doing a mitzvah, but v'lo was a mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah. Right? Da avad le chabura shelo letzorech. You made a chabura for no purpose. Ubaha afilu Rabbi Yehoshua modeh. And on this, even Rabbi Yehoshua, who in a minute is going to say, well, I hold from such a concept called Tov Dvar Mitzvah, that's only if you make a mitzvah. By the way, today we'll learn that Daf Yom El Nishma, somebody who's the artist today, who is everybody's Chavrusa, and that person is Rashi. Today's Rashi's Yartzeit. We shalom El Nishma, so Shlomo ben Rabbi Yitzchak, Shlomo Shavon Aliyah. Where would it be without Rashi? We'd be nowhere. Anyway, Echad Lamol Be'erev Shabbos. If that is contrasted to the other case, there was a baby that was supposed to have a bris milah on Friday, vechod lamul b'Shabbos, and another one was supposed to have a bris milah on Shabbos, v'shachach, and there was a mix-up, umol es shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Now you're only a day late. Being a day late, many people have a bris milah not on time. Many babies have it late, so it's also a day late. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're chayev a chatos, right? Because why? Why chayev a chatos? Because a mila shalobis man is not doche Shabbos. That's what it is. A mila shalobis man is not doche Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter. Why? Because you were ta'a bidvar mitzvah. You made a mistake in a mitzvah. You did the mitzvah, and therefore you're potter. And says Rashi, long Rashi. Rashi, it's the last Rashi before the Gemara. The mila shalobis mana ain't a doche Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a mila shelo bezmana. It was supposed to be on Friday. You did it on Shabbos. It's not docha Shabbos. Afal gav de tov bedvar mitzvah. Even though you were tov bedvar mitzvah, what does that mean? Dishahaya tarud ba'oso shel Shabbos. You were busy with the one who's supposed to be on Shabbos. When we talk kach tov, you made a mistake. Af bezeh osa mitzvah. Even though you did a mitzvah. Shaharei roi hu limol. This guy's allowed to get a bismillah. Ela she'eira docha Shabbos. Just, it's not docha Shabbos. Through Leila Rabbi Eliezer, ta b'davar mitzvah, v'os the mitzvah, sheish b'chiv chatos, chayev. You're ta...
When does it have to give you a case when you switch two babies? Why not just say, if you gave a baby a birth of baby,
because then we can't say you're ta b'davar... You'll see, we'll get to that. It's a good question. Because then I don't know if you can say you're ta b'davar mitzvah.
I know it's not the question of the Mishnah, but the Tinoch who has the bris a day early, what's his status? Is he regardless of having a bris or?
No. It's nothing.
It's nothing.
No.
If he has to have
another bris. They'll do something.
Yeah.
Right? Rabbi Yeshua poter. Yeshua says, no, you poter in this case. This firulei. Ta bedvar mitzvah v'otza mitzvah poter. If you make a mistake in a mitzvah and you do a mitzvah, you're poter. Okay? So, I don't know where else this could come up besides by this case of bris milah, Rabbi Yeshua's example of tov bedvar mitzvah v'osim mitzvah. I don't know where else it could come up, but if you can think of one, he might agree to it. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna masni chayev. Rav Huna taught that you're chayev, right? In other words, like our Mishnah said, in the first case, where you did a Sunday bris on Shabbos, everyone holds you chayev. Rav Yehuda masni potter. Rav Yehuda taught that you're putter. In other words, according to Rashi explains, the mukila b'shachah chamol shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, who plugs he b'shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. Okay, now we're going to explain. Rav Huna masni chayev, Tanya, Amr Rav Shirin ben Elazar, lo nechleku Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua al mishayi lo beis tinokos echelam b'Shabbos vechelam achar Shabbos. They're not arguing on the case of Sunday. Umala shall achar Shabbos b'Shabbos shu chayiv. And you give a bris milah to the Sunday baby on Shabbos. No one argues on that. You chayiv. Why you chayiv? Everyone would agree you chayiv. Why would even Rabbi Shua agree you chayiv? Because he didn't do a mitzvah. Because it's too early. It's a day early. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to give a bris milah on day 7. Not a mitzvah. Aman echlegu. What are they arguing about? Amisha hayu lo beis tinokos. Two babies. Echad lamo be'erev Shabbos. Ve'echad lamo b'Shabbos. The shachach. Umalav shall erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Now you're a day late. So day late is a kosher mila. Rabbi Eliezer sub mechayev. Chatas. Rabbi Shua poter. Rabbi Eliezer says chayev. Why chayev? Why chayev according to Rabbi Eliezer? Because a mila shalobis mana is chayev. Very simple. Why does Rabbi Shua say you poter? Tov dvar mitzvah osa mitzvah. Ushneim lalamdu elam evodas kochavim. They both learned out from avodas zara. Strange drasha. So, Rabbi Lazar Savar, Kavodas Kochavim. Like Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Zarah, Amarach Manalo Savid. Don't worship that idol. Torah says don't worship idols. Vechi Avid, Mechayiv. And if you do, you're Chayiv. Hachanami, Loshna. So too over here, same thing. Well, it's a connection. It's an Avodah Zarah and this. It's a connection. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, no. Hasam the law of mitzvah. Now over there, bowing down to idols is not a mitzvah. It's never going to be a mitzvah. Hacha mitzvah here, it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Masni, Rabbi Yehuda learned that we're talking about a case of Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. You're a day late. You're putter. Titania, Amar Rabbi Meir, Lo Nechalku, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Amisha Hayelo Beis Tinokos, Echad Lamel Erev Shabbos, the Echad Lamel B'Shabbos. They're not arguing about that case. V'shachach l'mol shul erev Shabbos b'Shabbos shehu pater. Why you pater? Because tov b'dvar mitzvah and you did a mitzvah. It was supposed to be a Friday baby. You did it on Shabbos. Made a mistake. You're a day late. It's a mitzvah. Everyone would agree to that according to this set version. Aman nechalku. What are they arguing about? Amisha hayolo beis tirokos. They had two babies. Echad lamol echad achar Shabbos. One's supposed to be on Sunday. V'echad lamol b'Shabbos. And one's supposed to be on Shabbos. V'shachach. Umolos shall achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. Now you're a day early. Rabbi Eliezer, b'chayiv chatos, Rabbi Shua poter. Even when you're a day early, according to the second version, Rabbi Shua says you poter. You didn't do a bris milah because it's early. You still poter. Why? Ushneim lo lamdu elam evodas kochavim. Learn that from avodas zarah. Rabbi Eliezer, savar ka avodas kochavim. Ma avodas kochavim. Amarachman alo savid, don't worship those idols, v'chi avid, and if you did it, mechayev v'chayev, hachanam b'lo shna. Same thing over here. You're not supposed to do mechal Shabbos. There's no exceptions. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua Savar, lo. Tarid mitzvah. Lo tarid mitzvah. Hacha over here, tarid b'mitzvah. You were tarid in a mitzvah. You were preoccupied in doing a mitzvah. What does that mean? Says Rashi. The Rashi is right here across. The Rashi of Lo Tarid Hasam, Rabbi Shua Hasam, that Rashi. Tarid lehis asaik b'mitzvah gemura. You were busy doing a complete mitzvah. Shaharei echad mehem zmano hayom. One of them is supposed to be today. V'tarid libo lemaher. You were busy, you want to do a bris milah right away, wake up in the morning. That's why you have to have two. This is the time I made a mistake at someone's baby. No. One of them is right. One of them is supposed to be today. But I was so busy and so preoccupied and such in rush. Lasos mitoch terado. And because I was tarud, ta'ah, I made a mistake. Umal es zeh she'ein bo mitzvah klal. And I did this one. There's no mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah at all. That's why I'm potter. Because I was tarud with a mitzvah. That's what Rashi holds. I think there's a Rambam, it's a complicated sugi here, what exactly they hold. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, you were preoccupied doing a real mitzvah. So you're such a right, you wake up in the morning, quick, get the baby, to bring the wrong one. Not over, I'm bigger for that. Says Rabbi Yeshua, no. Right? Yeah, because they have good intentions.
So there's no
chayiv
in general?
Only when you're a case of tarred mitzvah. You wake up in the morning, you know, I think we should take a trip to the beach today on Shabbat. Let's go do that. I have good intentions. I want to serve Hashem by the beach. There's no such thing. You got to follow the rules.
It has to be a mitzvah.
And it has to be a mitzvah that's in front of you. So if there's only one baby, And it's supposed to be, the bris is supposed to be on Sunday. And you forgot that. That's a shogeg. That's a shogeg. You made a mistake. You didn't do it on purpose. I'm amazed. You thought it's a bris milah. So you know what? Check your calendar better. But here, there was supposed to be a bris on Shabbos. I just brought the wrong baby. We'll see a little bit. We'll see that in a minute. You hear? Since you have another baby there, that's the only way you can be put Tobit Var Mitzvah. Otherwise, check a calendar. Check the baby's birth certificate. What are you doing? You have a bris to do on Shabbos? Well, make sure it's a Shabbos bris. The answer is you had a bris on Shabbos. No question about it. But you're so busy and so preoccupied, you mixed up the babies. Says you're sure and touch a case, you potter.
Do we extrapolate this to all other cases?
What other case could you think of? I can't think of another case.
You cook your
younger food
on Shabbos.
Right, so those cases, right. So maybe you're potter. Maybe a Rishu would hold your potter. Why? You thought it was Sunday. It could be. You could find such a case. It could be. But it has no. No, it has to be that you did a mitzvah. You have to be. No, but it's a day early, so it's fine. Day late, so it's fine. So it's a fine. It's a day late. If it's a day early, you didn't do anything. That's right. Oh, so he holds even if you didn't. He holds even if it's a Sunday. That's a. I don't know if you hold this version. Okay. Now, next, Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya taught.
If you just got the clock wrong, it suddenly went dark. So you said, "Oh, it must be on the Shabbos." So you lied.
No, that's a mistake. That's a shogeg. I thought the Shabbos was over, but it really wasn't over. It was cloudy. I said, "Oh, it's the night already." You turn the TV on, so it's still Shabbos. That's a mistake.
You light the candle for Havdalah.
Yeah.
So you're doing a mitzvah.
Yeah. Not here. I don't know. I don't know if that's a... No, because you didn't do a mitzvah there. You didn't do a mitzvah. You lit a candle on Shabbos. Here, you did a mitzvah, you did a Makai and Bris Mila. But you should have waited till Sunday. Or you should have done it yesterday. Did you do a mitzvah? Did you carry the wool because you think it's Sunday? You made a mistake. You didn't do a mitzvah. So if he didn't do a mitzvah, he doesn't apply this kula of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. You have to actually do a mitzvah. It's not so easy to do this. Right? Not so easy to pull this off. So that's a good question, because some say that if you blow shofar on Shabbos, he's still makayim a mitzvah. So you thought it was Sunday? You forgot, you didn't know that's a halacha? What? You didn't know that, exactly. So, okay, you have to think of a case where this would come up. Anyway, Tani Reb Chiya said, Omer Hari Reb Meir said, Lo nechlaku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, al misha hayilo beis tinokos. They're not arguing about the following case. Echad lamu be'erev Shabbos, ve'echad lamu be'Shabbos. V'shachach u'molos el erev Shabbos be'Shabbos, shu chayiv. Why chayiv? Why chayiv? Even though you were taught b'dvar mitzvah. But why chayiv? Because it's a mila shelo b'zmana, you're still chayiv. Al ma nechlaku, what are they arguing about? Al misha hayilo beis tinokos. Echad lamu achara Shabbos. One's on after Shabbos. The Echad Lamol b'Shabbos. V'shachach Chamol Shal Achar HaShabbos b'Shabbos. This is a strange shita. Shevilezer Mechayiv Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua Poder. Yeshua says he's Poder. Excuse me, 1 second. That doesn't make any sense. Hashta. Rabbi Yeshua Seifa. In the Seifa, when the bris is supposed to be on Sunday, and you did the bris on Shabbos, you're Poder for that, even though it's early. So the loka of the mitzvah, you didn't even do a mitzvah. Right? That's like lighting Havdalah candle. Oh, you didn't even do a mitzvah. Reisha, the Kavod mitzvah, Mechayev? How could the Reisha be Mechayev? How could Rameer make any sense? Rameer says that they're arguing about. When you did the mitzvah, you're Chayev. When you didn't do a mitzvah, you're Potter. That doesn't make any sense. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it makes no sense. Right? The Hashta, Rabbi Yeshua, Seifa, in the Seifa, what's the Seifa? The Seifa is a case where the bris was supposed to be on Sunday. You did a day early. You did a mitzvah? No. The loka of mitzvah potter, and you potter for that. So Reisha, when the bris was supposed to be on Friday, and you did it on Shabbos, the ka'avid mitzvah, mechayiv? That doesn't make any sense. This Reb Meir's explanation doesn't make sense. So Amar Debe Reb Yanai, Reisha, no, the Reisha is, kigon shekadam umol shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Now what happened in the Reisha was, you did the Shabbos baby, I'm sorry. Yes, you did the Shabbos, baby, on Erev Shabbos. You hear? Delo nitna Shabbos lidchos. There's only one baby left. Not they had two babies and you mixed them up. You only have one baby now. You only have one baby now. What's the heter? Ask the mother, well, when was this baby born? What am I doing a bris milah now for? I made a mistake yesterday. I did a baby bris on Friday. That was early. All right, we'll fix that on Sunday. Now, what do I do now? Why are you doing a bris milah? You're chaya for that. Why? I only have one baby. What? There's no tarud. There's no preoccupied. Nothing going on. Just, you made a mistake. That's a called a shogig. You did a bris milah that's supposed to be on Sunday. You did it on Shabbos. No. People do mistakes. Okay, so bring the chatas. That's all. No heter. Seifa, but in the second case, when the Sunday bris was on Shabbos, you know why you putter? Because it's two babies. The nitno Shabbos lidchos. It's two babies. Seifa, since it's two babies, all the heterim apply. Tavid var mitzvah, you're preoccupied, you're busy, you have to do a rush, all those things apply. And therefore you putter. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Reisha nami nitno Shabbos lidchos. Reisha also, there were other babies around. Lagabitinokos to Alma. There's other babies in the world having a bris that day. I'm not even sure what that question is. Right? And the answer is, well, Lahai Gavra Miolo Asiyav. You didn't, this mile didn't have two bris milas to do. He only had one. Yeah, down the block there was another bris? Okay. What does that have to do with him? I'm not 100% sure what that question was. And that ends the Gemara. Okay? Yeah, I'm not sure. Next. Katan nimol, a baby can have a bris milah, or should have a bris milah, l'shmona, on the 8th day, l'tisha, the 9th, l'asara, the 10th, l'acharasa, the 11th, l'yudbeis, the 12th, l'pachas v'liyosar. Never less than 8 days old, never less. And it could never be more unless the baby's sick. And what could it be 12 days and the baby's not sick? We'll explain. What do these words mean? Bit kedarka l'shmona. If the baby's born, regular baby, the bris is on the 8th day. Nolad bein hashmashos. If the baby was born on bein hashmashos on Friday, nimo l'tes. Then it's day 9. How do you get day 9? Because count Friday, Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. I'm sorry.
No, it's saying in the normal week.
In a normal week.
Not on Friday.
I'm sorry, not on Friday, right. If it's a normal week, so let's say the baby's born Tuesday night. No. Tuesday night, Banish Mashas. So Tuesday, maybe it's Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're not going to give a bris on Tuesday, because maybe the baby was born on Wednesday. So Wednesday, day 9. Okay. Now it's day 9. Banish Mashas shall Erev Shabbos, Nimo La Asara. If it's Banish Mashas of Erev Shabbos, then the baby's going to be born on Sunday. The bris will be on Sunday, that's day 10. If you count Friday as day 1, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, the bris is Sunday's day 10. What if Sunday's a Yontif? Then it'll be day 11. Right? And what if day 11 is the second day Rosh Hashanah? Then it'll be day 12. Those are the only things. It can't be worse than that. Right? Where am I? Right, Yontif l'achar Shabbos. If that Sunday is a Yontif, nimo l'achar Asher. It'll be day 11. Beis Yom Shal Rosh Hashanah. If it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, nimo l'shneim Asar. It'll be day 12.
So all these.
One second. Yeah, the Rambam says, it's a very unique shita that nobody else holds from. Why did the Gemara pick the second day Rosh Hashanah? What about second day Yontif? Shagolios, and the Rambam says, you see from here, that a second day Yontif, you would do a bris milah. No one holds like that. Only second day Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't do a bris milah. But if a second day Yontif, you would. No one holds like that. And the reason why we pick second day Rosh Hashanah is because even in Israel, it applies.
Why do we do
Yontif
is more chomer than Shabbos?
Yeah, because, no, that's more chomer. It's not the, it's a suffix.
No, it is more chomer because Yontif,
It's a suffix. Yeah.
It's a suffix, what, when the baby was born?
Yeah. The baby was born on Friday afternoon. So maybe it was born on Friday. If it was born on Friday, we're going to do the bris on Sunday now. Why are we going to do the bris on Sunday? Why on Sunday? Because we can't do it on Shabbos. Maybe it was born on Shabbos, on Friday, right? So it's Shabbos bris, not a Shabbos bris. So we're not sure what to do. We're not going to do it on Friday because maybe it was born on Shabbos. It's a day early. We're not going to do it on Shabbos because maybe it's a day late. We're not going to do it on Sunday because now it's, maybe it's not Bizman. So if it's not Bizman, we have to push it off. We're not going to do it on Monday because maybe Monday's second day Rosh Hashanah. So we have to push it off.
With Rambam, isn't it different with regard to Rosh Hashanah? Because it's either
Yom or Yom. That's exactly what he said. So the Rambam, that's why the Rambam differentiates between second day Rosh Hashanah and second day of...
Why should we hold that differently than the Rambam?
What do you mean?
Yeah, we
agree with the Rambam about Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says it. But what about second day Yontif? Second day Shavuot. What would we do? We would wait. What would the Rambam do? You would do a Brish Milah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we treat Shavuot differently.
Correct. So why did the Mishnah pick Rosh Hashanah? Because it applies in the whole world. In Israel, this wouldn't be an issue. Second day, there is no second day Rosh Hashanah. There is no second day Shavuot. Okay. Katan Hachola. If the katan gets sick, Ein Molin Oso Achiyafri. You don't do the bris milah until he's healthy, right? Amar Shmuel, chalatzas rechama. If he's sick with a son, a fever, nos nol kol zayin lahavroso. You give 7 more days for him to get better. That happened to my son. My son was supposed to be, the bris was supposed to be second day of Rosh Hashanah, and he was yellow. So the moel said you have to wait another 7 days. No, so the the Ran says it's any time when there's something wrong with the Kol HaGuf. If the reason why the bris is postponed is because it's Kol HaGuf, then you have to wait another 8 days. If it's something wrong with his finger, so we can't give bris milah, we can't do it, there's something wrong with the finger. It's not Kol HaGuf for the baby, you can't give bris milah on time, because some issue, so it depends what it is. If it's Kol HaGuf, you wait 7 days. If it's not Kol HaGuf, you do the bris the day the baby gets better. Right, so it's in jaundice, this is something that's called Kol HaGuf. Right? Kol HaGuf.
First, they don't wait an extra week.
What?
They waited an extra week.
Initially,
so what happened was, it was supposed to be second day of Rosh Hashanah. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, he came to the house, and he said, we can't do the bris on Rosh Hashanah. It'll be 7 days after the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Which is when we did it.
So it's only pushed off.
He didn't push it off one day.
So if the baby was supposed to be mal on a Tuesday,
right,
and the baby's yellow, they wait till Wednesday if the baby's not yellow. But if the baby's supposed to be mal on Shabbos, they wait a week.
I'm not sure. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't make sense, right? It can't be right.
But I think that's what they do. If the baby's yellow, they wait only 7 days.
They can't take days from when the levels come back to normal.
Yeah. Okay. Ibayalahu. Me but Yinami Ace will Ace? Does it have to be 24-hour periods? Does it have to be 24-hour periods or just the day itself? So when a baby's born, we don't wait 24-hour periods. Right? So Tashma, the Tani. Luda Yomar Brasso Kiyomi Valdo. My love Yomi Valdo Lobi Yinami Ace Lace. I'll Yomar Brasso Lobi Yinami Ace Lace. Right? Of course not. Baby's born at 7 p.m. now in this time of year, in the summertime, 7 p.m. on a Tuesday. When's the bris? The following Tuesday. It's not 24 hours. You don't have to wait 24 hours. So for health, also not. Was there that with David with yellow, so you waited a little, pushed it off. You have to wait 24 hour periods? No. So the bris says, no. Low. Adiv yom abrasom yom yivaldo. No, maybe it's worse. De'ilu yom yivaldo lo b'inam eis leis. When it comes to that, you don't need the eis leis. De'ilu yom abrasom b'inam eis leis. Maybe when it comes to health, you do. So we didn't answer the question. Okay. This mission, I'm not sure what these words mean. We'll just read them. Ve'eluhein hatzitzin hama'akvin es hamila. These are the following tzitzin, the following flesh, then sinews, whatever you want to word, what you want to use, that are ma'akiv the bismillah. If you don't take these off, you didn't do bismillah. What are they? Basar achop es rov ha'tara, the basar that covers rove of the area where it has to be cut off. Ve'en ochel b'tshuma. And if such a baby, a person, grows up like that, he's a kohen, he can't eat tshuma. Because he's called an RL. Didn't have a bris milah. Vimhayu bal basar, and if he's overweight, a heavy baby, misakno b'nei marasayin. We'll make sure to fix it so it shouldn't be marasayin. People should think, oh, he's an RL. Mal v'lo para, if someone does bris milah and someone doesn't do priya, which is pulling back the foreskin afterwards, not 100% sure what that is, Ki'ilu lo mal. It's as if you didn't do bris mila. In other words, it's required. It's a required element. It says Tosfos on top. Tema. Am I itzrich lemisni hai? Right? Why do I have to mention that? Given the Tani Kvar, we just said, Habdebasar achopes rov ha'tara. Ma'akev. Hamila. Fichilo para. And if you don't do priya, adayin rov ha'tara mechusa. So, what is it? It's redundant. That's the same thing as the first statement. If you don't do this, it doesn't count. Said, if you don't do this, it doesn't count. He said it already. Right? And Tosfos doesn't answer it. Tosfos doesn't answer it. The others answer the following answer. Right? It says on the front, on the first statement, these are the tzitzin that are ma'akev or brismila. What happens if it's Shabbos and you do this, but you don't do the second half? Or, he says, so the answer is, well, the Gemara said, mal v'lo para, ki'ilu lo mal. If you do mila without priya, it's as if you didn't do mila. Right?
No.
So the question now is, on Shabbos, can I do, I'm training a moil. So I'll do the mila, and I'll have the apprentice do the priya. Can I do that? Says the Mishnah, mal v'lo para ki'ilu lo mal. On Shabbos, on a weekday, you can do that. Because the priya will get done. So you can have the apprentice do it. But on Shabbos, you can't do that. Because if you don't do the priya, it's as if you didn't do the bismillah. So you're stopping in the middle, you didn't do a bismillah. Now, if someone else comes along, he also didn't do a bismillah. He only did priya. And there are Ma Paskins that you can't have 2 miles on Shabbos. I don't know if we have just 2 miles. You can't have 2 miles on Shabbos. It came up once in my life. Tell you after guys, you know who it is. It's a famous one of our friends, and his father-in-law wanted to do the bris mila. He's a doctor, and he wanted to do the bris mila because chashuv a thing to do a bris mila for a grandson. And he was practicing, but he had a real moil there as a standby. That's okay. On Shabbos, that would not be okay. What if you need him? So if you need him, if you don't need him, it's fine. But if you need him, it's a problem. Because you can't have 2 miles on Shabbos because of this Tosfos. You can't have 2 miles on Shabbos. On a weekday, you can do whatever you want. There's no issue of Shabbos. Here, Tosfos, they pull it out of him. They pull it out of Tosfos. Why? They're going to have to repeat itself? To let you know that on Shabbos, you can't... But then he brings down over here that the Mishnah Berurah says there are some that are makel. You can have two miles. Okay. Amar Ravina, Amar Biyamir Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Basar Achofes Rova Gvoa Shalatara. It's the flesh that covers whatever the part of the gid, which has to be removed, and if not, you didn't do the bris mila. Fimayi Bal Basar, Amar Shmuel, Katan Hamasurable Babasar. If a katan is wrapped in basar, is it a little bit heavy? Rav no so. Kals Mancha Miskasha, if the gid of the baby would get hard, Finira, Mahul, and you can see that he's a mole, and it's Aruch Lamol, you don't have to do anything else. Lav, Tsaruch Lamol, you have to do more. The Masnisatana, Rashir Megalil Omer, Katan Amisurbal Babasar, if a katan is miserable with basar, he's over a heavy baby, Rowanoso. Calls Mancha Miskasha, if as long as he gets hard, they ain't no near a mahol, they ain't near a mahol, Tsaruch Lamol. And now it doesn't appear like he has a bismila, you have to do bismila. Fiamlav, ain't no Tsaruch Lamol. And if not, not. So he said it in the opposite way, but it's the same bottom line. Mabinayu, is there any difference between them? Yeah, Ekibinayu, near of ain't no near a, where you can see it a little bit. Okay. Then we said, v'lo para. And you didn't do priya. Tana Ramanan. Hamal. Someone does a bismila. Amar. Asher kizashana b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al hamila. Right? So, one of the achronim asked the following question. The sefer Mikrei Dardiki. Why do we wait till the last page of this mesech, of this perek, to say what the brachas of bismila? Hold now, till the bottom is all the brachas of bismila. Why do we wait till the end? What? You really? Oh, we have to end? So he gives an unbelievable answer. He says, the Shalos and Shuvas Binyamin Zev says, you never make a bracha on a mitzvah if goyim do it also. That's why there's no bracha on kibbutz of aim. There's no bracha on tzedakah. And he says, there's a reason why the bracha on getting married is such a long, convoluted bracha. is to show that we're not doing it because of Goyim. Goyim also get married. Right? The bracha on wedding is a very long bracha. Bracha to Hashem, al-Kinim, al-Khalam, Asher Kishon, al-Harayos, al-Nisuin. Doesn't say that. We hate this long, a whole long bracha for this reason. To show that we're not doing it because we just, everyone, Goyim get married too. Goyim do bris milah too. Many Goyim do bris milah. The Givonim do bris milah, the Yishma'ilim do bris milah. So we're making a bracha. You know why we're making a bracha? Because nobody does Priya. Only we do Priya. Once we have to mention Priya, now we make a bracha. Because we're doing different than Goyim. Very interesting. And what's the bracha? Alamila. Avi Ben Omer, the father says, Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvosev Yitzivanu, La'achniso B'Briso Shal Avram Avinu. To bring you into the bris of Avram Avinu. Right? What's that bracha? So first of all, Tosva says, second Tosva, we're not going to read the whole thing, Rabbeinu Shmuel Garis Avia Ben Bereisha, the Rashbam, who's a grandson of Rashi, switched it around. And said, no. First the father says that bracha. V'hadar hamal amar, and then the moel makes the bracha on the mila. U'kvar hinig lasos kein levarach Avia Ben Kodra mila shmishom te lachniso lahaba mashma. Lachniso. We're going to bring him into the bris. So I make the bracha first, the father, and then the moel makes his bracha. K'damrin b'parakam v'dipsachim, b'la'avar, b'la'bar, to burn the chametz, kuli amalo pligi de la'ba mashma. That's future. So before the bris milah, I make a bracha. We're about to enter into a bris milah. The same one of Avram Avinu. V'od, the b'chol mitzvahs, b'bracha over l'asiyasan. And more so, every mitzvah is made over l'asiyasan. You make the bracha before you do a mitzvah. So you make the bracha al-achniso before you do the mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam, Higzir, Haminog, L'Kadmuso. He changed it back. He said, no. Figaras, Hamol, Bereisha. First, you do the Bismila, V'hadar, Avia Ben. And then the father makes the bracha. Kemosha Kasav, B'chalasvarim. That's the way, look at any siddur, it's like that. V'chein, Muchach, Kula, Sugya. You can't even argue with this. K'da'amrinan, K'da'amar, we're going to see in a minute. Ha'omdim, Sham Omrim. And everyone standing at the bris says, "Kesheim shenichnas shechnisu labris." Just like he got into the bris, so too we should go Torah l'chul l'mais and tovim. Shekvar hachnisu, he's already in. So I'm right, says Tosfos. The Rashbam held like that. No. We don't do it like that. I don't know anyone does it like that. The moel always makes the bracha first because the Tosfos said so. We don't hold like the Rashbam. And then I saw over here. If the father is also the moel, then what do you do? That's already a hack. If the father is also the moel, there is no moel, the shliach of the father. Right? So a mitzvah on the father. It's a mitzvah on the baby himself. He can't do it. It becomes a mitzvah on the father. And the father can appoint the shliach. I'm not an expert. You do it. Right? So then you have that. Once the father is an expert, he's takel moel. So that's a whole discussion. And then the Bach says it's a bracha of shevach. It's not a bracha of a mitzvah, it's a bracha of shevach. And therefore, you have very few times in places where you make two brachas. I know of three places where you make two brachas. Here, Shabbos. You make a Hagafen and then you make a Kiddush. It's two brachas. And when you learn Torah. Every morning you make two brachas. Right? Why? Because it's a status change. Baby goes from a non-Jew to a Jew. We get a Shabbos, and Nama Aretz to someone who learns Torah. It's a total change of status, and that's why there are two brachas always. One's on the mitzvah, one's on the status, whatever you want to say, one's on the result, one's on the effort, one's on the status change, and one's on the mitzvah. The mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah, you make a bracha. Chanukah. No, so Asher Yitzchak Lava Seinu was just a bracha on it's the reason why it's two tefillin, because it's two mitzvahs, two tefillin.
Okay.
And Chanukah, what's that? Chanukah is because it's a bracha on Pesumah Nisa. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah. It's a bracha on doing a nes. You only say it three times. Right? Chanukah, Megillah, and that's it.
And Krishma?
What Krishma?
You say it's a bracha.
That's not a bracha on Shema. It's not a bracha on Shema. It's brachas that you say in the morning, and we have to say it by Shema. I am Masechus brachas. It's not a bracha on Shema. Okay. Now, I'll tell you the truth. We all do this, and it's a Gemara. And I was thinking like yesterday, like I looked it up. I couldn't find anyone who talks about it. Right? Listen to this. Ha'omdim, if you're standing around, omrim, kishem shenichnas labris, kach, yikon, tar, l'chob, l'maisim, tovim. Why does the Gemara say that? Why do people say that? It's a Gemara. It's a nice thing to say. It's a beautiful thing to say. It's not a minhag. It's mamash a Gemara brings it. It's a minhag. It's not a din. If you don't want to say it, then it's going to happen to you. But where did this come from? Just wondering. Like, it's such a funny thing. But Mavarach Omer, Asher Kidei, she did be Betan, this we say, Chok V'Sher Shom V'Tzatzav Chosam Ha'oz V'Rish Kodesh, Al Kain V'Zchar Zeh, El Chai Chalkenu, Tzivul Hatzel Yedidos M'Sherus Sherenu, Mishchas L'Mam B'So, Asher Shom V'Sarenu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Koritz Abris. Like, that's such an interesting Gemara. Like, everyone standing around says, right? So by the way, yeah, Hamalos HaGerim, someone does a Bismillah on Gerim, Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMelech HaShem Alamila. The Mavarech Omer, I'm not sure who the Mavarech is. I'm not sure who that is. The Rabbi, I'm not sure who it is. He says HaShem Kishon Alamila is a Gerim. Bezdin. That's what it says there, Bezdin. Lahatif es Adam Mehem Dambris. You have to do at least Dambris. Shalmole Dambris. Lo, this guy must shine for Aretz. If not for Dambris, the world wouldn't exist. Shenemar in Lo Brisi Omen Velayla. Chukos Shemayim for Aretz Lo Samtiv. Baruch Atah Hashem Koritz Abris. Malos Avadim. Some does a smila on avadim, servants. Omer, Asher Kishon Avazavitzanu, Alamila. Vamavarech Omer, and Bezin says, or the master, Asher Kishon Avazavitzanu, Lamolas Avadim, Latif Menu Dambris. Shemolai Dambris, Chukos Shemayim Varets Lo Sinskaimu, Shemar Lo Brisi Yom Vlaila, Chukos Shemayim Varets Lo Samti, Brachat Hashem, Korei Sabris. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Right, interesting. And then, of course, there's the famous machlokes whether or not you say Shechiyonu at a bris. Most of us do not. In Eretz Yisrael, they do. And in Chaim Balloon, they do. My cousin had a bit, I was at the bris, and said, Shechiyonu. I was like, what's going on here? Oh, so maybe in Chaim Balloon. Most people don't.
Why wouldn't you?
So I'm not sure. I think the reason you don't is because the baby's in Tsar. That's why there's no dancing at a bris. Mm-hmm. Right? There's no simcha like that. You never saw such a thing, dancing at a bris. At a bar mitzvah, they dance. At a wedding, they dance. At a chasuv sefer Torah, they dance. At a siyum hashas, they dance. But not at a bris. No such thing. That's the reason. Okay. Hajin alach rebelazar de mila. Hajin alach rebelazar de mila. Hajin alach rebelazar de mila. New parak. Here we go. That was nice. Gemara. Now we're back to Masech the Shabbos. Nitty gritty. Rebelazar Omer, tolin es hamashmeres biyantif. You're allowed to hang a mishmeres, is some kind of strainer on yontif. But you're not allowed to hang a strainer means you create a strainer. How do you create a strainer? You have a pot, and you put a strainer on top of the pot. So let's say the strainer is made out of some kind of material that can cover the pot. The problem is, you can't do that on Shabbos, because you're making an ohel. You're covering the pot with a strainer. You can't do that. If the strainer is already there, if it's already there, then you can use it. Because Rashi says you're doing bor in an abnormal way, so it's not a problem. And on Yontif, you can for sure, and on Yontif, here, Rav Elazar Omer, Tolan Zamer Shmer is Yontif. On Yontif, you could do it. You can put the strainer on.
Is it bor? Is it
Vitole, Vinostin, Lutulia B'Shabbos. And if it's already there on Shabbos, then you're allowed to use it. But you can't put it on Shabbos. Rashi explains. Look at Rashi. Shemesanin, the first Rashi. Shemesanin in Ba Shimra Yayin. You want to strain the wine, right? U mutach piha l'chol tzad ba'ogel. So you're going to cover it on all sides with a circular cover. V'nase ka'ol al chalal ha'kli. You're making an ol on the kli. Shekorin ashtandra. Fine. Af agav the avid ol shari b'yontif. But yontif, you can do that. Kedim afarish, like we're going to say, the avid ol shari b'yontif. Kedim afarish b'gemara. Afal b'shabbos, milsa, michla, l'tchila lo. To do it, to l'chila, you can't put it on Shabbos. Avol im t'luyi, but if it's already there, then, kinosn l'tocha shemar mumasananin, de'ein derech borer b'kach. That's not the way you do borer. So what does Rashi mean by that? It's a difficult Rashi. So, the Rashi explains, because you're not doing it with your hands, you're doing it with a kli, it's happening by itself, you're not doing anything, you're not picking out, oh, this I don't like, that. Not doing that, it's happening by itself, but that's barakade. So the piskei rid gives another reason, because there's no such thing as borer achar borer, and there's already borer in the vat to do the first stage. So now you're doing it, refining it, there's no borer. There's already borer already. No borach borer, never heard of that.
So how can you put a copper on top of a jar, screw on copper on top of a jar based on it?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I'm not sure why this is different.
Yeah, you're also covering it.
You can't cover any pot. Because you're making an oil.
But not only applies to more than one tefach.
Okay.
So no tefach.
What about we have a big pot, a pot of chont. You put the cover. So you can't put a pot on a cover? No, you can't put a cover on a pot? No one says that. Right. The chom say, ain tolan am mishmeres b'yontif. You can't put a mishmeres on yontif. Ve'nosin t'liya b'shabbos. And you can't even use it on Shabbos. Avonosin t'liya b'yontif. But if it's already there on yontif, then you can use it. And Tosfa says, v'tarach l'faresh, v'lomar, shim haya asu mi'esmol, lo haya tov kol kach. If you would have done it yesterday, it wouldn't have been as good. The chazak, for hadatani b'pirkan le'el, we did this last Shabbos. De'ein misanenes achardol, misanenes shalo. You're not allowed to use a strainer of mustard on yontif. Imayasome esmol lo hayimakalkel. If we'd have used it yesterday, it wouldn't have made a difference. And then we said there are more paskins that you're not allowed to do any cooking on yontif, any preparations in the kitchen on yontif. If doing it on Erev Yontif wouldn't make a difference. So Shechita, fresh food, makes a difference. It tastes better. Straining mustard, what's the difference? What's the difference when you strain it? Therefore, you're not allowed to strain it on Yontif. If you're straining it before Yontif, doesn't make a difference. Then we said Rosh Hashanah Zalman had a massive heter. Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, if you don't have time, then I could do it on Yontif. I couldn't do it every day. I was too busy. I said, if your wife is doing nothing, sitting around, going shopping, and then maybe that heter wouldn't apply. She's in the kitchen the whole day, busy cooking. She couldn't get to everything. By the way, I looked it up again. The Shalom Zalman has another shaila. Heating up water. Doesn't matter when you heat up the water. What's the heter to heat up water on Yontif? She'd done it beforehand, assuming you had time. No heter. Doesn't taste better on Shabbos, on Yontif? Doesn't make a difference when you heat up the water? Heat it up beforehand. If it's going to taste better, you're cooking fresh, who wants day old food? Nobody wants that. Then in the chanami, you're allowed to do it. It's a heter. But what's the heter to heat up water before on Shabbat, on Yom Tov? You can do it beforehand. So Shlomo Zalman says, but it costs more money, so it's a heter. I have to have the gas on extra day. I have to have the electricity on. The water has to be on the what do you call it? The urn or the kettle has to be on, and all that time, I don't want to spend all that money. So Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to do it. You're allowed to do it on Yontif. It's unbelievable, Shlomo Zalman. Unbelievable. Right? Only Shlomo Zalman could say such a thing. You hear?
Yeah.
No, you don't buy it?
I do.
And therefore, since it's a tircha, it's an extra expense. I don't have to incur that extra expense for this tosis.
What did we ever say that?
What?
What did we ever say that?
You don't
think
so? What do you mean?
You incur the expense for Shabbat.
So you don't have to.
Yeah.
Does he have a makor for this fire?
No. He just says it. He says if you heat up the water on Shabbos, it's okay. Because you have to do it beforehand. You know? When it's a 2-day yontif, it's three days of extra, it's extra expensive. So do you mean kind of this dose of it? It's only the matter if it doesn't, you don't have to do it.
It's also the truth is that it's never as hot.
What?
It's never as hot.
Is that true?
It's good.
Rabbi Eliezer, he's the Tanakama. He said a sheet that we didn't really understand, that you're allowed to, he said, you're not allowed to put on the strainer on Shabbos, right? I'm sorry. You're not allowed to put it on Shabbos, right? But if it's on already, you're allowed to use it. So one second. Rabbi Eliezer, he's the same one that said that when you want to close a window, so in the olden days, they had a square piece of wood that they would put into the wall, and that would be the window cover. Take it out, if the window's open, you close it up. And Rabbi Eliezer said it has to be tied and dangling from the window. Both requirements. tie it on dangling. It can't be a rope, for it can't be that tight. Take some piece of wood from the shed, you can't do that. And, if the rope is 3 miles long and it's in the other room, you can't do that either. It has to be dangling so you can see it. So Rabbi Eliezer held that. So, 1 second. Hashta. Rabbi Eliezer. Asufei ol arai lomos vinan. Right? So, to add on, to get a window cover, you didn't let. So, lebever the tchil shari? So, to make a strainer on yon, if he allows that? How could that be? Mahi. What's that about? What? You'll see. So what's the connection? You'll see. So we'll stop here. Maihi, what's that about? It's not. We look at the Mishnah. Pekara chalon, this thing for the window. Rabbi Eliezer hold it has to be hanging and dangling. So we'll get to that. And here he just said, just go put a cover on, go do what you want. So we'll see. It's a little bit of a stira. So we'll figure it out tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Oh, yeah.